everyone, and welcome to the Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Rob and Kelvin, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We are the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Kelvin, it has been a while. We took a little break,
but now we're back. How you been, sir?
I'm good. I have been kind of knuckling down and playing Final Fantasy Rebirth. I'm so close. I'm at the finish line. I'm there. I'm gonna try and beat it tonight.
Really?
Keyword is try.
Hey, I think you're close. I mean, you're right there. You should be right there. You've been tackling this game every night, I feel like, and you should be close. So me, on the other hand, I'm not. So it's been a busy weekend. So like with Mavs, I knew this was going to be tough, right? With Mav having sports now and, you know, kind of taking him over to his games, but I just didn't realize how tough this would be, right? Because you're constantly moving. And you think, you're moving when you get out of work and you're taking care of the kid. No, like now it's like you're leaving your house and you're doing more things on top of that. Mm-hmm. It's taken a beating for me, for sure.
So, but by the time you like sit down, you're just like, oh, it's 9 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night. And like, this is the first time I've sat down in a while to like get a breather. So
100%. I'm going to be honest. This has been the toughest, I would say, month and a half for me. I think it's a lot to do with the fact that, obviously, Rob, I love playing and talking about games, but there's this thing about me now where I'm just like, I don't want to do that right now. I don't want to play games right now. I just want to like
live
with my mental health. Yeah, seriously. And it's so weird to say, especially on our podcast, our platform, because obviously we talk about the latest news and we talk about our experiences with games, but it's just been very challenging for me, at least. And I'm curious to see if anybody else feels that way or have felt that way in the past, where they're just like in this weird hump lately where they just don't want to interact with any social media. They don't want to, like, you know, just play anything. Like, they're just in this weird funk. And if so, let me know.
Yeah, I agree on the social media aspect of it, because I just started a new job recently. And I'm not on social media as much anymore, right? Like, I've just been kind of staying away from it. Not by like purpose. Like, I'm not like, I'm like, oh, I'm actively trying to stay. I'm just like, I got stuff going on here and there. Exactly. I don't have time to like go through my feed and look down. I mean, like, I'll swipe here and there. And obviously if I'm sitting down for a second, I'll look through it. But like, it's not like I'm just like constantly looking for the next thing. You know, it's just, I guess it's a good and bad thing, right? As far as like, you know, you're busy, right? You're busy, and you know, but gotta also enjoy, right? And if you're not finding enjoyment out of games right now, maybe you know, take a little break and then come back when you feel like refreshed, like, all right, I'm ready. Because I feel like for you in the past couple of like weeks, gaming has felt like a chore. You're like, oh, I gotta go and play this game now, and I gotta beat it. I'm not even fucking enjoying myself. So
yeah, it's been challenging. So bear with me, guys. If you see that I'm just not really you know, present on social or on our Discord, if it's kind of light in the past few days, just bear with us. I'm just kind of, you know, just going through some shit, so right, just trying to figure shit out. So I'll be back for sure. I'll definitely be back. And happy and, you know, playing games and all that stuff, but right now I'm just like in this weird funk. So
I'll be back. I will say I am excited for a game that is coming out,
Stellar Blade. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, that one I'm excited for. That's cool. But for real, Metaphor, the new Atlas game.
Yes, dude.
That looks kind of sick.
Did you listen to the theme song? Oh my god, dude! I was like, this. At first, I was like, I don't know.
It's weird, right? Like with the you're like, what is going on?
And then I played it a few more times. I'm like, okay, I can vibe with this. This is cool. I like this.
I like that they're going, it kind of is taking the Persona formula, right? Because it literally looks like almost like a Persona game, but set in a different like timepiece or like a different world, as far as like it's more mythical, or it's more fantasy, right?
Yes.
Which is, I'm like, that's actually really cool. So we finally got away from like the high school thing. Yeah. So I wonder, how is it going to be like a sim in the sense of like you're going through, or is it just gonna be like an open world? I think it's gonna be the latter. I think it's gonna be an open world thing.
I think it's gonna be a mix of both. I did hear that there's jobs that you can do. There's like you can actually do, you know, you can actually work in the game. So I think they're gonna be adding a little bit of a hybrid between that and Persona. So I'm excited, man. Like, that's a game that I'm like, oh, like that brings me back. Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of something that I want to do and try out right now.
But, it comes out in October.
It's perfect. That's such a great time. I feel like that's great. Oh,
it looks like it's using the same type of like engine that Persona 3 Reloaded has been using. Very similar, but this looks freaking sick.
Really? Yeah. The same one that Persona 3 uses?
Reload. Yeah, it looks like it. It looks very similar. I don't know if exactly it's the exact same engine, but there's similarities. It looks a little similar in a sense that we could kind of tell the engine is. I think they might have used that same one. Anyways, I that's the game that's my most, I think, anticipated right now. So
really.
Yeah, but that's other than that, other Rebirth and anything else, I haven't really been playing anything, which I feel like I've been slacking, but I just got to get the Rebirth and I'll be able to play whatever I want.
Yeah, once you play Rebirth, then are you going to get back to Persona immediately? Because you have
Final Fantasy 16.
You have Elden Ring Rebirth, DLC that we talked about today in our little chat. So there's a lot going on, man, that you need to, like, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, man. I need you to beat these games.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anyways, guys, let's get into the gaming news, which you guys are here for. First thing on the Daily Duo.
The Daily Duo.
Nice. Xbox Indie Game Showcase is coming next week. The Xbox Indie Showcase will be streaming on April 29th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. The event will feature trailers, gameplay, and reveals on the upcoming indie games. The showcase will include details in games like Dungeons of Hinterberg, 33 Immortals, Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, and others. Xbox also recently showcasing titles like Botany Manor, Jump Ship, Nightscape, and Still Wakes the Deep. So, funny, the last indie showcase they did like a year ago, they showed off Sea of Stars. So...
You're right,
there's probably going to be a gem in here. I don't know which game of these it's going to be that gem, but I'm kind of excited for the indie showcase. I'm more excited about the indie showcase for Xbox than for like Nintendo.
Nintendo. Yeah, I agree with 100%. Yeah, they kind of bring the sauce sometimes. They have these like little gems, like you said, that appeal more to us. So they're interesting to kind of watch and see what they have. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they have. It's nice to kind of get a breather from, like, you know, AAA hardcore budget, like, oh my god, look at these graphics, and just kind of have a nice little like small title RPG, you know. So I'm excited.
Tony just showed off a video. I think he posted on social. It was just like of all like the great indie titles that you can play right now. I don't know if it was specific to Xbox Game Pass, but there is quite a decent amount of games that he showed, and all of them are pretty great. So yeah. I'll check it out on April 29th. We'll cover it. You guys will hear from us.
Yeah,
so.
for sure.
Let's move on over to Fallout 76 has seen a massive boost in players. Obviously, if you guys live under a rock, Fallout, the show has come out and it has been getting glaring reviews. People love it. I'm actually, I think, on episode 4 or 5 right now. So I'm about halfway through the series. It is fantastic. Fallout 76 attracted over 1 million players in a single day. The Fallout series attracted almost 5 million players in a single day. So that's all of it collective. The series TV adaptation produced by Amazon has been well received. Like I said, the first season has become one of the most popular series on television right now, and they're greenlit for a second season. Very cool.
You love to see the effects of video game adaptations actually doing their job, right? Doing their justice there. It's cool to see. I did watch the first episode. Mm-hmm. I did like it. It's really cool. So I'm going to definitely, you know, keep keep pushing through and watch the rest, because it is interesting. I love the little nods that they have for Fallout, but also just like the weird kind of like setting everything is in, right?
Like, yeah, it's like a weird humor too.
Yeah, it's like a weird humor. If you don't know anything about Fallout, you still have there's something here for you regardless, right? Like
you're not lost.
You're not lost, but you also enjoy what they're kind of like the story that they're trying to portray there. So it's cool. I'm really cool. I'm really interested to kind of see how the show unfolds. But this is, I mean, amazing that Fallout 76, like when you heard about this game, I remember it was plagued with the, you know, issues in the beginning and
servers and bugs.
Servers are down, bugs, all this crap. And, you know, over time, I'm sure they fixed those issues. But then to like have a show come out that bolsters not just Fallout 76, but you're seeing it across all of Fallout series, right? You're seeing Fallout 3 coming out and people are like really playing that game. You're seeing Fallout New Vegas and people are playing that game, Fallout 4. And so it's nice to see that across all of the Fallout series, it's getting a nice boost simply because of the show.
I'm a huge fan of Fallout 3. If I had to pick one Fallout, it's probably my favorite out of them. But the show makes me want to go and play. It literally wants me to go download Fallout 4 and just like start playing it again. And because I didn't give that game a good chance, like I played it. I was like, this is fine. It's not Fallout 3. I'm gonna go. Even New Vegas, I don't think I actually beat. I played New Vegas, but never beat it. But they're great games, man. They're fantastic games. And the show just makes you want to like go back into that world. And I think that's, you can't ask for much more, right? That's the whole point of like when you show like, hey, it's going to help us boost our game sales. Well, it did. And, and the fact that my fiance is enjoying it too, and she doesn't really like that stuff. And she doesn't like the gore. She hates like the gory stuff and all that stuff. But like the fact that she's like still like stomaching it for like this tells you something.
Should Alyris watch it?
I think she would like it, like just to see what the fuck is going on, because that's the entire time you're like, what the hell is going on, right? Like, what's the whole premise? Why does this person look like this? Why is, you know, what's left of humanity? And there's always questions that you're asking, which I think is fantastic. And the guy who plays the ghoul, he does a phenomenal job. They have everything you can want in the Fallout universe is kind of here.
That's awesome. I love that.
Let's take a quick break, guys. If you're enjoying this episode, please rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcast and leave a review. We would appreciate that. Takes 2 seconds. If not, just put 5 stars. Done. Looks like you guys mostly listen to us on Apple Podcast. A little more percentage of you guys do. So go on there and just leave a review. We appreciate that. I've personally have been using Apple Podcasts more specifically for podcasts and Spotify in recent weeks here. I just feel like it's just easier. It's just easier to find podcasts and ones that I care about because Spotify has a lot of fluff right now.
Yeah. But are you going to be using both of them to kind of jump between music and podcast?
I think so. I think I would leave music podcast for the podcast. And then Spotify for the music. But then we just have YouTube Premium right now, right?
Yep.
And I'm like, should I just like start weaning myself off of Spotify and just like trying to use YouTube Music, right? I have to do it a test run. I have to see like, can I use YouTube Music and be okay with using it, right? Like, I don't know.
That's a huge change. Yeah. I mean, I'm just so used to Spotify and just how everything is and the format, the layout, you know, like your Spotify, what is it called? Your things at the end of the year, like those things that just kind of come, the wraps, they just come natural to you and you're just like, oh, that's nice. That's a little nice little treat. Where I feel like you just don't get, like, I feel like Apple Podcast, like is like, there's no one really talking about that. And I just want to be in that little cool zone. You know what I mean? I just want to be in the cool kids spot.
Well, I think a lot of people who have Apple Apple themselves. I think they actually use Apple Podcasts. I don't think they use Apple Music. Maybe they do. Maybe they do.
Maybe.
I could be wrong. I think a lot. I do know a lot of people do use Apple Music. You know, that's already there. It's in the app. It's when you get the phone, you'll download something separate. It's right there. You can know or down. You can bill it to your cloud account, your iCloud account.
Right.
But yeah, I'm curious to see if I can make the change. I tried Apple Music quite some time ago. I wasn't a biggest fan of it, but maybe it's time to change. Maybe. Also, I was going to ask you this. Do you listen to a lot of music, like a lot on the daily?
Not recently. No, I'm kind of strictly just podcasts. Like I'm switching between different podcasts and just kind of, I like the background noise of people talking while I'm driving.
Yeah, I've been finding myself the same thing where like I'm more trying to pick a podcast more than music when I'm doing something, right? If I'm
or audiobooks
or even audiobooks, right? Like if I'm working, I want to listen to a podcast. But here's the thing, when I'm working, sometimes I get distracted.
Yeah,
because I'm so into the work, right? That I'm like, maybe it's not the best time to listen to podcasts right now. So that's why I'm like, music's a little better because I can kind of zone out of the music and not really pay attention to the music. It's kind of background noise.
Exactly. So I like it when I'm driving because I'm not focused. I'm on autopilot, so I'm listening to whatever I'm listening to, right?
For sure.
When I'm working, though, if I'm, you know, if I had my admin time and I'm doing some like, you know, a lot of like paperwork and stuff like that, I think I would prefer music because, like you said, I'm so focused in, at my work
zone out
that I can't focus on whatever they're saying, you know? So I want to make sure I do that. And I have to like replay it sometimes. I'm like, wait, what did he say? So it's better to just listen to music.
For sure. Guys, and also we have a Discord server. Go ahead and check that out. Gaming Duo. It's the link to the description, or the link is in the description below to that server. Go ahead and jump on that. Let's get back to the news. Really quick, Billie Eilish has apparently been leaked and is coming to Fortnite this month. I don't think it's leaked anymore.
I think they just
They just were like, screw it. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, she's coming. That's really weird. But you know what? If the kids like it. You know?
Didn't surprise me one bit when I saw that. I was like, oh, that's cool. All right. Swipe.
How it is. This was an interesting news piece right here. Tales of Kinzera Zhao. Has released and it has reviews. Some quick excerpts here. Tales of Kinzera Zhao is a beautiful game that focuses more on story than exploration. It's a short experience that tries to weave a tale of loss, grief, and acceptance. Its strength lies in a powerful narrative, digging into how one navigates the sadness, rage, and terrors that accompanies the worst moments of grief. And the game is designed beautifully, yet imprecise platforming adventure. Game Informer gave it a 7.5 out of 10. PC Gamer gave it a 7.3 out of 100. And IGN gave it a 7 out of 10. So overall, pretty decent.
Not bad. Yeah, it's a game that we talked about a few times already, and it does look really interesting. We've compared it to several other games like the Prince of Persia game, and I think it. You know, I've heard a few people talk about it within my, within my scope. So, great stuff. You know, I'm glad that it reviewed well.
Do you ever plan on playing it, or you're probably not? You're probably gonna skip this one.
No, I mentioned it before. This looks great, but it's not something that I would gravitate towards. Simply because I played the Prince of Persia game, and although I enjoyed it, but it wasn't my cup of tea. This looks like to be the same, so I wouldn't really pick it up.
Well, what happens if they come out with a new Metroid game that's a Metroidvania? Then we'll talk it, right?
Day one, baby.
All right.
Also, speaking of Metroidvania, which brought me to Metroid Prime, did you hear about the whole story between Fortnite and Nintendo? You know, Epic not putting in Metroid Prime or Samus in Fortnite simply because Nintendo wanted it to be exclusive to Nintendo platform.
You're saying that like Samus was going to be on Fortnite.
But due to Nintendo's, heavy restrictions, they wanted it simply just for Samus Switch. for the Switch.
And Epic was like,
no.
Nah.
So interesting.
Would you have gotten it though?
If it was exclusively on the Switch?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't. I don't play Fortnite on my Switch.
I hate playing Fortnite on my Switch.
It's bad. So yeah. I probably wouldn't, honestly, as much as I'm a fan of Samus.
Samus head on. Get your statue yet?
What do you... No, man. No, I haven't fucking gotten it yet. I'm pissed off. I checked yesterday, actually, to see where it is. I can't even tell you where it is. It doesn't even know. It doesn't have... It has no idea where it is. So I'm like... I'm scared. I'm kind of nervous, low-key. I paid for it. It's paid for. Where is it? Where the fuck is it?
Yeah. You know how, like, you say you're nervous about doing things sometimes? Like, it's like a simple task. Like a game, you're like, I'm nervous to play the game or whatever. I got that feeling that you're describing, but about, like, the lawn work or, like, the landscaping. Because the weather's getting nicer, and I'm seeing, like, my grass get longer, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
yep,
it's time. And I'm like, once I do it, it's fine. I'm just gonna get into a routine of doing it again. But I'm like, I deal with all the bugs, I gotta do all this crap, I gotta start getting projects done, I gotta just go to home, I'm gonna be going to low so much more, and fuck. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. But
it's by the end of the season, you're just like, I'm so over mowing my lawn, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't even want to do it now. I'm like, I gotta go in the shed and hopefully my lawnmower freaking starts up. I hope it does.
It sucks.
It's like a bajillion years old. Anyways.
Yeah. So Fortnite. Yeah, cool stuff.
Last thing was Sony patents autoplay. Sony has patented an AI powered system. Oh, wait. So that is a new word on the street, is AI. AI is just, everyone is just like, AI, yeah. It is a future, I will admit. And if you're not using AI in some capacity, you are getting left behind. You really are. It's just that good. It is just rewriting everything you're doing. It literally, like, you'll type out an email and you can just say, like, make this email sound better. And you just plop it in and it says, okay. And it just makes it sound so much more professional. And here's the part, though. It spits it out and it doesn't really seem AI-y. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, before we put something through like an AI and it'd be like, you know, it would sound like a robot made it. They're making it sound really that's what the trick is. They're making it sound personal.
That's awesome. So you love to see it.
But Sony's trying to adopt some system that would allow players to skip repetitive and grindy gameplay sections. The autoplay mode technologies simulate gameplay styles and could be implemented into Sony's PlayStation games. It would use information gathered from the cloud to figure out your gaming style and simulate your gaming. The feature could be used to skip repetitive in-game activities such as resource gathering, leveling up, and traveling.
What about mini-games? Huh? Mini-games, please? Can we do that? Because fuck, Final Fantasy VII needs that shit.
I will say, after you get to the part you're at, they stop.
Okay, that's good.
It's
just kind of like story, like go full blown story mode.
Just go to story, yeah. Just do the story, and there's nothing you have to do left. So you're good. Actually, there might be one part where you're gonna be like, oh my god, you're gonna roll your head. So that is one thing I will say real quick about Final Fantasy Rebirth. This isn't my in depth review, but it does so much. It does so much, and you're like, oh my god, this is really cool that I'm doing this right now. And then they really run with it. And you're like,
I get it.
Yeah. You're like,
I didn't want a full backstory on this. I just wanted to try it out. But now you're giving me the full blown meal. I don't want the meal. I just wanted a little taste.
It just lingers too long. The parts, we'll talk about it once we both finish the game. But there's parts that you're playing through and you're like, this was cool when you first started. And then you're like, I'm done. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, AI is trying to do stuff like that, which I was talking to someone about this. I think it was Nate from the Game Together pod on X. And this is for games that, you know, like RuneScape or like a WoW, where like, hey, I want to get this piece of armor. I got to go in this cave for like ever and like mine this shit. And like just grind to get like 99 ore so I can make that armor, right? No one wants to actually do that, right? That's just, I don't like that, right? So they're making it be like you can make the game just do it for you, and then you come back and then it's like done for you, right? So imagine you're working 8 hours and then you're like, I really wanted that armor piece, but I don't want to like grind and do the actual like thing. I come back home, the game already did it for me. So how do you feel about that?
It's so weird. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I would have to see more of it, because on one hand, it's great for people like me, right? You come home from work and you're busy. You finally get some time to hang out and play some games, and you just don't want to grind. So this kind of takes that grindiness away from you, and you're like, oh man, that's great, you know. On the other hand, that's the point. That's the point, right? Like, what is Destiny without grinding, right? Like you're just, what are you doing? You know, it's just part of the game. It's part of the mechanics. And if you're not grinding, you're not getting that satisfaction of like, hey, like I worked hard for this, you know? But I see the other side too. Like I just explained, where people don't have that time to grind, and
yeah,
you have the option, right? This is an optional thing. I'm sure that Sony is patenting that for those that don't want to go through the grindiness or don't want to, you know, see these cutscenes or whatnot, they're able to just kind of skip it and kind of do their thing. So I don't hate it because it's optional. I just want to see more of it to see what exactly this implies and how much more can they do with this. Like, will it get to a point where you don't have to play the game? Like, you know, like the game plays you for you.
You don't want to cut wood for 8 hours to get, right, you know, to max out your wood spec or ability. No, it is a mixed bag as far as like, you know, how people, you know, yeah. I think options are okay, but yeah, it also defeats the purpose. But like, I'm not gonna be mad if they put it in the game, be like, all right, I just won't use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Last thing I want to talk about, Kelv, before we leave for today, is Xbox comes out with a bunch of designs for consoles you can't actually get. This was actually through via VGC. They had an opinion piece where they kind of went through, and if you want to pull up the webpage, of like all of kind of these designs that Xbox does for like sweepstakes or special editions, but you can't actually ever get them. And it's kind of annoying because a lot of times the stuff they come out with is pretty cool. And it's mostly Xbox that does it. I don't really see Sony doing it as much. I know they do it like once in a blue moon. They'll come out with a console and it's like a Taco Bell exclusive sweepstakes where it's right, like all gold and you'll get it. But like Xbox does it a lot. And you could tell they put a lot of thought into it. So just your thoughts on like them right off the jump. Like, do you think they should make it available for you? Or you think this is like more of like publicity and being like, look at this. This is a really cool thing that you can win, you know?
Yeah, it's a publicity thing. They want people to do whatever it is for that particular kind of like sweepstakes or whatever they're trying to promote. But I do think that at some point in the future, maybe a year down the line, they should release it to them, you know, to everybody. So it's weird because if you do have it, it makes it very like exclusive, right? And you're like, oh man, like no one has this. Like there's probably very few people that do have this. So it does make it seem more premium. But I mean, it is very extremely hard to get. So it's like if you're just not in the know, or if you just don't have that, you know, if you don't have the opportunity to get your hands on these, then you're really shit out of luck. So you're kind of splitting your fan base, right? Where like a lot of people are not able to get their hands on these things, and maybe a few, maybe small amount of people are able to, and it just kind of causes this like friction, I feel like, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's just take a look here. So we have an Xbox Series S. It's a PAL World Edition. It comes with four different controllers and cool different colors of all the different PALs. Like they have a yellow PAL, a green PAL, blue PAL, pink PAL, and it just has like a vine, you know, like a not a sticker, but like it looks like this is cool. Like the controllers look sick, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Like that color palette's awesome. Look at this one for you, right up your alley, a Pac-Man Series S. Like, look at the controller. The controller is pretty dope.
It looks cool. It looks really cool. I like that one a lot, actually.
Right. Like they make some. They have a Ninja Turtle ones for Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. And they have a freaking SpongeBob. Like, those are both pretty sick Series X's.
And the SpongeBob one works perfectly because it it's a square. Like, I don't think a rectangle.
I think it was like $700, right? Or something like that. Like, they were like, like that. This one is fine. It's Marvel, Miss Marvel. Like, again, sweepstakes. This kind of weird. The Minecraft one's pretty dope.
I can see. Yeah, it looks cool.
It's cool enough, right? Like, they do this one.
What is Final Fantasy? That
is the Final Fantasy 14 Xbox Series X that they made it look like a crystal. I'm pretty sure it doesn't actually work. I'm like 90%
sure. Does it come with like you get all of that?
You get all that. Yeah, it's a sweepstakes. You would.
That's really cool.
Right? It's a crystal. Like, how cool is that? Far Cry 6 Xbox, like, that's just unique and sick looking. Fall Guys is the actual Fall Guy for the Series S.
I like that.
The Dune Xbox controller that looks like it's floating with the dock. That's really cool. Like, the dock actually floats, which is really sick.
Oh,
Diablo 4.
God, like, that is insane.
That's insane,
dude.
They do such a good job with some of these.
They put a lot of fucking time on these. And like you said, there's no way to get these unless you're a Bluey one. Look at that. A Bluey Xbox. Like,
perfect. Literally works perfect. Barbie Series S with, like, different little faceplates that you can put onto there. But these are not actually available. Look at that one. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. The Armor Core one.
Yeah. Whew.
Huh. So, you know, I'm not going to bore everyone because obviously you guys can't really see it, but man, they really, really should make these available to public.
I'm kind of shocked that they put this much effort for such a small, like, you know, audience.
Right. Right. Insane. Stop doing giveaways. Just let us get
it. Or release them after, like I said, a year or so, you know?
Look at this one. This one has, like, the comics, and it has the controller in actual, like, action figure packaging that looks like Wolverine. Like, whoever thought of that?
Fucking genius.
Good job. Like, this is incredible design.
Yep.
That marketing is on point. So, anyhow. That's going to wrap it up for today, guys. We'll catch you guys tomorrow with some more latest news. Kev, anything else before we head out?
Nope, we're good, man. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Like I said, you know, stay tuned for Rob almost finishing Final Fantasy VII. I'm getting there, so we'll get there soon. So we'll have our final review momentarily.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.